Let's pray together.
Lord, as we have read and heard these words of Jesus today, we see how challenging they are. And yet, Lord, we want to be followers of Jesus. We yearn to do that. And yet, Jesus puts some very strong expectations in front of us. Lord, we pray that our time together today, that our hearts and minds may be open to receive a word from you, an encouraging word, a word of challenge that will help us in our daily living, especially during this Lenten season, as we may draw closer to you and be more faithful in our following of Jesus. We ask this in his name. Amen.
Amen.
Who likes a bargain? Okay, I'm seeing some hands. And most of you, if you know, if you've worked with me, you know I look for the cheapest price on anything. Rest assured that you are not alone in your appreciation for a good buy. And apparently, we are not out for super discounts just when we do our regular shopping, either in person or online. For some of this country's largest outlet malls are among the top destinations for domestic and international travelers. We live in a consumer culture. Tourists not only want to visit historic landmarks, but also scoop up some bargains at best-known stores. In Luke chapter 14, large crowds were traveling with Jesus, probably desiring the same sort of world-class savings that tourists crave today. Immediately, Jesus turns to them and says that he wants his followers to be those who are willing to pay full price, not deep discount disciples. There are no sale prices on salvation. Discipleship requires a willingness to cut family ties, to face radical self-denial, and to give up one's material possessions. It's difficult, painful, tough, and expensive. But Jesus wants nothing less from the travelers who are interested in following him. Some churches, preachers, and TV programs present the gospel as though they were selling a used car, writes R. Allen Culpepper of Mercer University. No money down. Attractive terms. Low, low monthly payments. They make it sound as easy as possible, Culpepper continues, as though no real commitment were required. Jesus' call was far different. He was not looking for superficial commitment or a crowd of tag-alongs. Instead, he required his followers to be totally committed if they were going to follow at all. Even today, the call of Christ is for full price followers, not deep discount disciples. Jesus says that no one would build a tower or march into battle without first estimating the full cost. And the same is true for discipleship. But what exactly does it mean to pay full price as we follow Jesus? Well, first of all, paying full price means we must strengthen our faith ties. In a statement designed to shock, Jesus demands that disciples hate their fathers and mothers, wives, children, brothers, sisters, and even life itself. Cut your family ties, he seems to be saying, and focus only on strengthening your faith ties. Now, the Greek word for hate does not mean anger or hostility. It suggests that true disciples should value their relationship with Jesus over their relationship with family members and friends. We are not to despise our relatives. That's not what Jesus is saying. But we are not to worship them either. Followers who pay full price know their mission in life. Disciples have faith ties that give them purpose in life. And they follow the call of Christ regardless of what friends and family members think of them. Secondly, paying full price means we need to practice self-discipline. Jesus calls us to carry the cross and follow him, to accept challenges and risks and sacrifices instead of seeking out comfort. But self-discipline should be focused on constructive Christian behavior, not on sacrifice for the sake of simply sharing Christ's suffering. That's part of what sometimes gets caught up in the Lenten season, is we give up something, but why are we doing that? Just so we identify with Christ, or is it to better ourselves? Philip Yancey tells of a monk who once bragged about his dietary discipline. His spiritual director replied, "Don't tell me that you've spent 30 years without eating meat, but tell me the truth. How many days have you spent without speaking ill of your brother, without judging your neighbor, without letting useless words pass from your lips?" Bearing the cross of Christ involves walking in the way of Jesus. While a deep discount disciple might bear a little discomfort, a full-price follower knows the sacrifices and the sufferings of a truly disciplined life. Third, paying full price means we should show selfless generosity. If Christians give with generosity, we know that they have escaped the discount outlet mall mentality. They see it as a privilege to give generously, lavishly, joyfully, recklessly, knowing that their treasure is in heaven, not on the 60% off rack. They have discovered that the greatest joy and satisfaction come from giving to others, as Jesus did. One person who paid full price to follow Christ was an elderly woman named Eleanor Boyer, who lived in New Jersey. She revealed the strength of her faith ties, practiced self-discipline, and showed selfless generosity in one remarkable act. You may be wondering, what did she do? She gave away $8.5 million. Several years ago, at the age of 73, Eleanor Boyer won the New Jersey State Lottery and created a sensation by giving the money to her church, various local charities, needy individuals in her neighborhood, and to her three nephews, the only close relatives she had. She seemed to take literally Jesus' call to give up all your possessions. She explained her actions this way, and I quote, "I have my pension and Social Security. I have everything I need. Why let the money sit in the bank till I die?" End quote. Did she keep any for herself? Very little. She continued driving her well-used 18-year-old mid-sized American car, wore the same sensible shoes and clothing, lived in the same house where she was born, and she truly believed that she did not need the lottery winnings, and so she used her fortune, as a disciple of Christ should, to help others. Now, while some may question her participation in the lottery at all in the first place, all must certainly admire how she handled her winnings. Is it possible to pay full price to follow Christ? Eleanor Boyer proved that it is. In our own way, we are each called to strengthen our faith ties, to practice self-discipline, and to show selfless generosity. Martin Luther astutely observed, "There are three conversions necessary: the conversion of the heart, the mind, and the purse." We are challenged to be full-price followers, not deep-discount disciples. If we do, we will discover a life of joy and fulfillment that cannot be found in any earthly discount outlet mall. Let's pray together. Holy God, center us in the journey toward the cross. At the sights and sounds of Christ's journey toward Jerusalem, may we remember that we too must find our way to a new understanding of sacrifice for the sake of love for others. Lead us not into the temptation of excuses, of definitions that keep us distant from your purpose. May we come to know that quiet joy of love burning deep within us that calls forth a desire to give ourselves for your world like Christ did. Forgive us for our distractions, Lord. Heal our wounds. Give us courage for this journey, not only to the cross, but for also beyond, to your new life for all people. For Lord, we do seek to be and want to be full price followers, not deep discount disciples. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.